All right, welcome to the first ever episode of the football podcast presented by ProSportsFandom.com and the drum of it all, a sportsblog.com. I'm Eric Jensen, and today I'm joined by my friend Christian Castagne. Welcome to your first pod, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty well. So this being our first ever podcast, I thought it would be good for us to kind of get to know each other. So I put together a kind of question and response deal called What's Your Deal? I'll ask you about a question about football or life or the post-apocalyptic world, and you answer and then ask me what's my deal, and I'll answer the same question. That sound good to you?
Sounds fun.
All right, awesome. Okay, question one. What is your favorite team?
I'm a huge Atlanta Falcons fan, mainly because I'm from the state, and that's basically how I grew up. That's who I watched for years. So that's kind of how I grew into the. It wasn't really like I didn't choose them. It's one of the things where you're in the state, so you kind of. You're surrounded by Atlanta Falcons
Yeah.
fans, so you kind of don't have
All
choice.
right. Well, so I'm a big Denver Broncos fan. I live in Utah, so it's kind of hard to have a favorite NFL team. But my parents grew up in Denver. My uncle is a Denver Broncos season ticket holder, and I really started paying attention to football in about the seventh grade. So I came in during the good years with Peyton Manning at quarterback. So I'm a huge Denver Broncos fan, and love them Broncos.
Yep, you came in the prime years of Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And actually the Denver Broncos themselves, because now
True.
they're kind of average. So.
Yeah, well, if you discount that whole Seahawks fiasco, I think we did pretty okay.
You'd have two Super Bowls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good.
So anyways, who's your favorite player currently in the NFL?
Currently, I'd have to go with Julio Jones, and it's not actually because
Julio Jones.
it's not because of the well, it is because of the whole reason why I'm Atlanta Falcons fan, but the other reason is that guy is the most, I guess, well-behaved, if you want to say. He doesn't get into trouble like Ezekiel Elliott does or Vontaze Perfect. Like he's just him. He doesn't.
Class act. For me, mine would probably have to be on the Broncos. It'd be probably Von Miller, of course, because he's our best defensive player. I really like what he does off the field too. He's just a guy with a lot of swag who's not afraid to be himself. He's kind of a geek. I'm kind of a geek. It's a lot of fun. But I'd say probably outside of the Broncos, and the player I have the most fun watching is Aaron Rodgers. I just love that guy. I mean, he can sling the ball all over the field. The throws he makes are impossible at best, and just out of this universe at worst. Like, it's so fun to watch him work on the football field.
And you were talking about Von Miller. He's another class act in the NFL. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he.
I can't say Aaron Rodgers is so much. He's kind of, I don't know. I don't have the same
Not a
feeling about
big,
Aaron.
not
I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan, but
a
I respect what he does, but he's not as classy as some of the other guys in the NFL like Von Miller and Julio
Right,
Jones.
he's not higher than a five on the human decency scale.
No.
Yeah, I guess you're right. He's kind of involved in all the off the field stuff with Olivia Munn and hating his brother, who's for some reason on The Bachelor. But that's a conversation for another day. We're gonna move on here. Who's your favorite player of all time, probably?
Deion Sanders, I would have to say. One of
Deion
the one of
Sanders.
best one of the best class act. He played for he's been in Everybody knows him. He's a class act. I'm a big Deion Sanders fan, and I have been for years. And plus, the fact that he played on the Atlanta Falcons kind of gives me more of a reason to like him.
Yeah, mine once again falls under the category of because I'm a fan of. It'd have to be Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is the first player I ever really fell in love with as an NFL player. He's such a great guy off the field, and people kill him all the time, but he's super funny, and he's just the ultimate leader. He takes all the responsibility and gives all the credit to his teammates. He was the first jersey I ever owned, and I'm just in general a big fan of Peyton Manning.
Yeah, I'm cool with Peyton Manning. Like, not literally, but but like, he's a good guy, for sure. You're right.
Right. Right. So if you had to pick one of these two hypothetical options I'm about to give you, which one would you choose? Okay, the first is, you live in a post-apocalyptic era with a threat of death at every corner, the universe slowly ripping apart, space and time becoming meaningless, but you get to watch the entire football season and the entire playoffs. Or would you keep a world as it is and be forced to miss the Super Bowl every other year?
That's a tough one, actually. But I've got to go with the universe slowly ripping apart, but I get to watch football. Hey, I mean, but if I had to pick another choice, it would be keeping the world in a force and missing the Super Bowl every other year.
You can't be old down the middle Cashton. You gotta make a choice here, bro.
Oh, no. I mean, my first choice is the universe slowly ripping apart. To watch some football. But if I had to pick another option, it would be to keep the world in peace and watch the Super Bowl.
I think I'd probably choose the second option, to keep a world intact. And the reason I don't mind missing the Super Bowl is, you know, for the next 20, 50 years, as long as I'm going to be interested in football, the Patriots are going to be there every other year, freaking winning it all. So, I mean, you see that once, you see that every time. And I think I could live without it once every other year.
It gets interesting if the Patriots go undefeated. That's the only time it would get interesting.
Yeah, well, that's a perfect segue into our next question. Who is your least favorite NFL team and your least favorite NFL player, and why?
The New England Patriots. 'Cause, and I'm honestly, this isn't really, I don't have a particular reason besides the fact that they win too much, in my opinion. I feel like they get overhyped, kind of, because of Bill Belichick, and I'm not a Bill Belichick fan. And the fact that people want to give Belichick all the credit for their Super Bowl wins, I hate the New England Patriots. The fact that the credit goes to Bill Belichick because he's been there for so many years. But if you think about it, Tom Brady's been there as long as Bill Belichick, and before Bill Belichick had Tom Brady, what were they doing when he was on?
Bill Belichick was still with the Jets.
When Bill Belichick was on the Browns, what were the Browns doing? They were losing. So I just feel like the credit goes to Bill Belichick, and I hate that. And when you say NFL, right, you said the least favorite NFL player, I would say it's Richard Sherman. I don't like the way he acts. He's been acting like a child for years. And
yeah. So the other thing, go ahead.
So you're picking the Cardinals as well, am I correct?
No, I have another
Okay,
one. I'm just kind of I'm backing up your point here.
I'm just making sure.
The other thing about last year, I don't know if you knew this, but Bruce Arians had all those health problems, and it was just recently released that he was battling kidney cancer or liver cancer, I believe, through most of last season. So he was not really himself. He was kind of having heart pains on the sideline, and he's a massive part of why that team is so successful. And I wish him the best, and I think he'll come back strong.
It just kind of surprised me. But I wanted to talk about the other two teams that we posted on here, the Houston Texans and the Cincinnati Bengals. The Houston Texans, I feel like they're gonna just gonna be that same 9-7 team for a couple of years because you have a rookie quarterback, Deshaun Watson. I'm expecting big things.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here, and this doesn't have to go into another conversation, but I think they're up there with the Broncos. But I mean, the Broncos, I take that back. I take that back because Shane Ray just got injured, and he might miss a little bit of the season, but that's for another day. All right, so that was fun. We're gonna move on now to give each of us, I think, a good number is three way too early bold predictions. And this was inspired. I wrote a piece on www.prosportsfandom.com. We'll leave links to this article in the post that this podcast goes up in. But I highly encourage you to check out the article, and it was 10 outrageous 2017 season predictions and why they might actually happen. I'll start with you. Give me a bold prediction.
Patriots will go 16-0.
All right, I can't argue with that. What they did this off season was incredible. They took an offense that was stacked, and they added the best tight end of the past 10 years in Rob Gronkowski, coming back from injury and fully healthy at the start of camp, and Brandon Cooks. Like that team is insane. And I know that later we're going to talk about our favorite offseason moves, but I don't think we should be able to talk about that Brandon Cooks move, because that was just a cheat code. I have no idea why the Saints gave him up for only one first round pick. Now they're the Saints, so they're a mess of an organization with Mickey Loomis running them and the Pelicans at the same time. Pick a sport, bro. But I agree with you. I think that the Patriots are definitely gonna go 16-0. Do you think they'll finally do it? Do you think they'll go 19-0?
Let me add to my that bold prediction. I don't think they're gonna go 19-0.
Oh.
I don't think they're gonna make it to that big game.
Who do you see knocking them off?
Oakland Raiders. But they're gonna lose that one big game. That one game, it's gonna be against
Right.
the New York Giants or somebody like that, and they're gonna lose. They're gonna win. Excuse me. They're gonna win that
Right.
game.
Right. Well,
Let's hear
so
yours.
those were two really big predictions right there. So I'm gonna shoot some at you, and you kind of give your commentary on them. Number one, I think, and I'll steer away. I do have a Tom Brady one, but I'll steer away from that and stick to this other one. I think that CJ Anderson with the Broncos, I think he's gonna have a really good season. Like I'm talking like almost 2,000 yards.
I disagree with that one because the Denver Broncos offensive line last year I don't see 2,000. The Denver Broncos offensive line was not good enough to have a 2,000 yard running back behind it. Like they were, what was it? It was CJ Anderson last year. I can't remember how many yards he got last year. Can you pull that up for me?
Okay,
I want to.
let me re refresh your re let me refresh your memory really quick and make my case. I get it. I'm a Broncos fan. I lament as much as anyone else. I love John Elway. Like, you have to love John Elway if you're a Broncos fan. And he does great things for us in getting big defensive players and evaluating quarterbacks. And that's a maybe I'll put that as my second bold prediction teaser right there. But he is terrible at developing an offensive line. And while I see your point, my point will be this. CJ Anderson played all of six games last year before going down with an MCL tear. And in those six games, he had over 400 yards. That's insane. If you add another six games to that at that pace, that's 800 yards. And then you have four games to get 200 yards to get 2,000. Even if he slows down at the end of the year, I think that's completely doable.
Well, let's look at with the games he played, let's look at the defenses he played against. The Los Angeles Chargers, they're a joke on their own. He got 37 rushing yards. Now, I'm not yelling, but I'm just saying. The Atlanta Falcons, 41 yards in rushing on 11 attempts. Now, that defense is a little better than people make it out to be. At Tampa Bay, he had 49 yards. At Cincinnati, he had 37 yards on 14 attempts. Not good. At Indianapolis, they had 74 yards on 20 attempts. Like, this is just signs of that offensive line is not giving him the protect. Well, they're not protecting him enough for him to be able to run. I don't see 2,000 yards. Like, that's just, I just don't see it. I find it hard.
That might be grasping at straws, but bold predictions are meant to be bold.
Oh, yeah,
I'll
yeah,
give
yeah,
you
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And no worries. If you want to yell and scream at your computer, go for it. Add some personality to this.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not meaning to. I'm just making my point.
You made your point. So I'd say I have now that you think that now that you say it, I have three more, if that's okay with you.
Go for it. How many ever you got?
All right. Okay. Here's one of the biggest ones. I'm a big Peyton Manning fan, and I hate Tom Brady, but Tom Brady this year will break Peyton Manning's touchdown record for single season touchdowns. Manning's record is 55. I think Brady can easily hit 50 by probably 12 weeks through the season. And if he stays healthy for the full 16 games, I think he could throw 60 touchdowns.
That one's, I could see it, actually. I can't see 60. I could see him breaking Peyton Manning's record. Then I see him going down the hill that Peyton Manning did as soon as he does that. So, but yeah, I can see that. And if he breaks that record,
yeah,
I have no questions. There's no question for discussion. He's the best quarterback ever. If he breaks that record, and it's not just because of that record, it's everything. And then you add on that record, that's just, who's better?
Yeah. Yeah, I know, and this is gonna kill me to say it, but for a long time I've always said Tom Brady is the best quarterback of all time, but Peyton Manning was the best regular season quarterback of all time.
Yep.
I think if he were to break that record, like there's no doubt in every statistical category, championships, passing yards, even if he never breaks Manning's passing records overall, I think right now, as far ahead of Manning as he is cemented as the best quarterback of all time. And I put Manning on a list of like the top five quarterbacks of all time. I put him around three and four behind Montana and Brady, maybe behind Marino, but I think Manning was better than Marino. But yeah, I agree. If he broke that record, that'd cement him as the best quarterback of all time.
I've got a question for you. Do you think, as of right now, do you think Tom Brady's the best quarterback of all time?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
no. I think I might have been unclear there. Unclear there. I think Tom Brady, if I had to go top five, I'd go Tom Brady, Joe Montana, then Peyton Manning, then Dan Marino, and then It's tough at number five, but I might have to go with a surprise at number five and go Kurt Warner. I'm a big Kurt Warner fan, so I think those guys would probably be the top five, my top five quarterbacks of all time. But that's a history lesson
Yeah,
for
that's
another
true.
day. Do you have another bold prediction for us?
Devontae Freeman, I think he's gonna have 1,500 rushing yards.
I could see that. I think the only worry I would have there with the Falcons especially is Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan, and you probably have a case against this, and I'd love to hear it, but Kyle Shanahan, I love Matt Ryan, and he doesn't get nearly enough credit for what he did last year, but Kyle Shanahan tore defenses apart with his offense, and Steve Sarkisian was an Alabama offensive coordinator that Lane Kiffin had the job first. Then Lane Kiffin yelled at Nick Saban. So for like 2 weeks, Sarkisian got the job. He did so badly in those 2 weeks, but they replaced him with Kiffin, and Kiffin led him to the national championship.
Yeah, I am a little
I don't.
I'm a little scared about because I so sources coming out of Atlanta are saying that Steve Sarkisian's gonna continue on and build on the same offensive system that Kyle Shanahan is, and I just don't know that. And I wrote an article the other day on ProSportsFandom.com and saying I asked that question. I said, will Steve Sarkisian keep the same offense that Kyle Shanahan did? And I'm still up in the air with that question. I'm afraid not. I'm afraid not.
Yeah, that'd be the only place I'd be skeptical about the Devontae Freeman prediction. Like, he definitely has the talent to do it. People forget before they fell off the cliff in 2015, he was a really big bright spot of that offense
Yeah.
in the first year that Kyle Shanahan was there. So I think he could definitely do 1,500 yards. I think it's a matter of will the offense live up to that kind of expectation.
Which, if the offensive line kept at the pace it was, which it was a top three offensive line in the NFL, I still believe, even if Steve Sarkisian's play calling kind of goes to trash, I think he can still reach that 1,500 yards. Unless
Right.
I cannot say that name. Steve Sarkisian just goes off calling 80% of passing plays and then 20% running plays, which I just don't see.
Yeah, I think you make a good point there. I'd say let's wrap up the bold predictions here with one more each. One more from me. And it would have to be I know that what I said about the Saints earlier might contradict with that, but I think the Saints offense, and this is only because of Adrian Peterson. I think people are sleeping on Adrian Peterson. I think people should have more faith. And let me pose this question to you after I'm done with my point here, before you respond to my prediction. I think that Adrian Peterson is more motivated than Marshawn Lynch. I know that people are all aboard the Marshawn Lynch train, but for over 35 running backs, between those two, I'd pick Peterson every day. I feel like he's got more of a drive, and my bold prediction would be that I think with him in that offense, I think that offense, no one ever realizes this, but Drew Brees, if that defense was any better, we'd be talking about him like we talk about Tom Brady. Like, he tears apart every defense he faces and consistently leads the league in passing yards. I feel like if Adrian Peterson can add something else to that offense, I feel like they can, and I know it's an incredibly packed NFC South, and I think that's what we'll talk about on our next episode. I think we'll do an NFC South preview because there's just so much to talk about, but I think you could carry them to like the sixth seed in a wild card spot. I think they'd be beaten immediately, but I really think that he could drag them there.
Okay, so you're talking about New Orleans Saints. So, my question to you, did the defense improve? Because I didn't see anything, any signs out of New Orleans saying that that defense improved. Because if I packed about 12 people and had an offense, or if I packed 12 people up and took them up to the stadium and tried to play the New Orleans Saints defense, I think I could score about 35. That's how bad their defense is. And if that defense didn't improve, they're still going to be sitting at home again, 7-9, or 6-10, or 8-8. It's just.
I see that's my point. I agree. Their defense is awful. There are so many words: awful, visually appalling, a loose 4-3 scheme of terrible ex-girlfriends. Just it's. It's an incredible, you could go on and on about how bad that Saints defense is. So, but the prediction is that offense will overcome that and just drag them there. Like the Texans defense drags that offense. I think it could be the exact opposite in New Orleans. But I'm really curious to hear from you. If you had to choose today, right now, in a fantasy league, I'm not a big fantasy football guy, but if you had to choose in a fantasy league between Adrian Peterson and Marshawn Lynch, who are you taking first?
If I had my choice, either one. But if I had to pick, I would probably go with Adrian Peterson just because Marshawn Lynch has been out of the league for a year. Adrian Peterson, we've seen him last year, and he played in Minnesota, and I think he's more. Adrian Peterson's
more motivated.
Not even more motivated. He didn't take time off. He's still. I can't think of a word for it right now, but he's got more. I can't think of the word, but he is going to be more motivated than Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch. I think Adrian Peterson's going to start off faster than Marshawn Lynch. Like I think. Marshawn Lynch is just going to be slowly put into the system, like, between him and DeMarco Murray, or not DeMarco Murray, but Latavius Murray. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Latavius Murray, you got it right.
Yeah, okay, I thought that's what it was, but I couldn't think. But I think they're both going to be kind of, I think it's going to be half Lynch, half Murray, and I just don't, I see Adrian Peterson being the main back in New Orleans.
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. So, I'm thinking about we're about ready to wrap up here, and I know that we were gonna go with favorite off-season moves, but I feel like we've talked a lot about the off-season already. So let's go to the present. And I'd just like to ask you first, one each, what is one training camp battle you're really interested in seeing?
That's a tough one. Oh my goodness. I want to see, you'll be surprised, the Houston Texans. I want to see if Deshaun Watson actually starts at quarterback. Because Tom Savage, he still got the chance. I mean, I just want to see if they actually, like, rumors are saying that Deshaun Watson's gonna start, but I want to see who wins between Deshaun Watson and Tom Savage, because people are up on Tom Savage. They were a couple months ago. I want to see how that plays out.
I just can't see how people are up on Tom Savage. Like, he's good. He's a serviceable backup, but he's not a good starting quarterback. People are up on Tom Savage because, once again, Brock Osweiler was frankly a piece of shit. He was a terrible quarterback, and a step up from that is Tom Savage, and you do not want to be just a step above a piece of shit quarterback that no one would even want as a backup. The freaking Cleveland Browns are thinking about cutting Osweiler. Like, if you're comparing Savage to Osweiler and saying Savage is better that way, you just can't do that because it's like comparing your waste plastic to your garbage.
Well,
Like, you don't want to use either.
what I want to see, I want to see if the Houston Texans think Deshaun Watson's going to be immediately better than Tom Savage. I want to see that play out. Like, I think Deshaun Watson's going to be a little better than Tom Savage in his first year, but and I also want to see if they decide to just let him kind of wait and on the bench and see what Tom Savage does the first few games to see if they want to kind of leave him a half a season. I don't think they will. I think the chances are like 90 to 10 that they Deshaun Watson starts, but I'm interested to see what happens.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna go with the homer pick here, but one that's kind of across the league. I'm really interested to see who the Denver Broncos start at quarterback, and I know that everyone is on board with Paxton Lynch, and I don't watch a lot of Memphis. I didn't watch a lot of Memphis football. I don't know if you do. Do you?
No, I don't watch the American
No.
Family Conference.
Yeah, no, I never saw him play in college, but people really, across most Broncos fans that you see online or you talk to want Paxton Lynch to start, and I'm against that because
My thing is the fact that he was already on the bench last season. Like, you were putting in a Brock Osweiler. So, you'd be telling me, or these people are saying, Paxton Lynch isn't Brock. Oh, that was. Shoot. Oh, goodness. I'm thinking 2015. But.
Paxton Lynch isn't Brock Os
Osweiler.
Paxton Lynch is Brock Osweiler.
Yeah. I don't think that's the truth.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's the truth. I think he's unproven, and I know that a lot was put, like, they traded up like a third rounder to get him, and I know that that's a big deal, but I just feel like Simeon, you know what you have, and people don't give him enough credit. And I wrote an article, shameless plug again, on prosportsfandom.com. We'll leave all the links to these articles in the podcast post. But I wrote an article about why Trevor Siemian should be the undeniable starter, and I think his stats were not blow you away good, but they were okay. He had 18 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. And I like to think about him as Alex Smith. I think Alex Smith gets a lot of flack, especially right now, just because the Chiefs are so good around him and he's kind of holding them back. But I don't think it's that way with Trevor Siemian. I think if Trevor Siemian can hold the ball, he did take a lot of sacks last year. He took, I want to say, around 30 sacks, and that's got to change. But he didn't turn over the ball. And I think as long as you can keep the ball out, as long as you can keep the possession and let that defense win you games like they have in the past, I think they'd be fine starting Trevor Siemian.
I'm not big on Trevor Siemian. Think Paxton Lynch would be a little better. I think, like you said, I think the opposite. I think Alex Smith is this another version of Trevor Siemian. I think they're identical. They're except.
I agree. I agree.
With Trevor Siemian, he takes a heck of a lot more sacks. Like, I'm just not. I don't think he's going to be there another year, honestly. If he is, he's going to be backup. He's not
That's
going. He's not going to be a starter for the Denver
the thing
Broncos
about
are.
Paxton Lynch. Right, what were you gonna say? Sorry, I cut you off.
I was going to say the Denver Broncos are. Sources are saying that they're big on Paxton Lynch right now.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Paxton Lynch is gonna start in the Denver Broncos
Yeah.
offense. Go ahead.
I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't. But things will end up how they end up. But one thing I'll put before we kind of clean up here is people like to point to how athletic he was last year. Paxton Lynch played a game and a half, and he played a half game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, which was awful during the start of the year last year, week four, and he did all right against them. But then there was a week to study tape on him and to really confuse him, and he took six sacks in one game against the Atlanta Falcons defense. And the Atlanta Falcons defense at the beginning of the season last year, you know this as well as anyone, was one of the worst in the league.
It was
Like,
low tier. It was low tier. It was between 20 and 25. It was bad.
and he was getting time to throw too. He was standing in the pocket for a good 5, 6 seconds and then taking sacks. I just don't buy it. But that was a good talk, and I can't wait to talk about that later. So thanks for joining us on our first full episode of a football podcast. I had lots of fun. Chris, what about you?
I had a lot of fun too. It was good talks and good discussion.
Yeah. So we'll be back probably in a week or two when we have more to talk about the Hall of Fame game. I'm so freaking excited, but then I'll remember, oh, this is preseason football.
Yeah, we're 2 days away.
We're 2 days away from seeing real football on a real football field, and I'm super excited about that. So we'll probably be back next week once all the week one preseason games are in the book and talk about kind of what we learned, talk and start talking some division previews. Sound good, Chris?
Sounds good to me. If there's some kind of big event that happens in the NFL, we'll talk about
Yeah.
it. Like Ezekiel Elliott suspension. It's possible. We don't know yet. It's just.
It's coming. I'll save more on that for another day, but I agree, it's coming. So anyways, until next time, follow us on Twitter. Christian, what's your Twitter handle?
At CHRCHAS01.
And then you can follow me on Twitter at Eric18Utah. Until then, go check out Pro Sports Fandom for all your NFL, MLB, NHL news. They do a great job, and also pristineauction.com. And we're looking for some podcast names, so tweet us with some podcast names, and maybe you'll get chosen. Well, thanks a lot, Chris, and I'll see you next time. Peace out.
Peace.